Daily Light, February the 13th, morning. Seated above the likeness of a throne was a likeness with a human appearance. The man Christ Jesus. Being born in the likeness of men and being found in human form. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death. I am the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive for evermore. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? He raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily. For he was crucified in weakness, but lives by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but in dealing with you, we will live with him by the power of God. Seated above the likeness of a throne was a likeness with a human appearance. Ezekiel 1:26. And 1 Timothy 2:5. Philippians 2:7-8. Hebrews 2:14. Revelation 1:18, Romans 6:9-10, John 6:62, Ephesians 1:20, Colossians 2:9, and 2 Corinthians 13:4. Daily Light, February the 13th, evening. Your promise gives me life. Thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is of no avail. The words that I have spoken to you are Spirit and life. For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Your promise gives me life. Psalm 119:50. And 1 Corinthians 15:45. John 5:26. John 11:25-26. John 1:4. John 1:12-13. John 6:63. Hebrews 4:12.